Please stand as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, you are awesome and mighty and powerful. You are the King of creation. You are our source of salvation and truth. Father, we give you all the honor and the glory for all the blessings that you have poured out upon this church, upon our community. Lord, we have so many wonderful churches in this community. You have blessed us with wonderful ministers, wonderful ministry teams, council members, and wonderful faces that we see here each and every weekend, Father, to come to worship you. Thank you, Father, for those gifts. Lord, we thank you for your word, which is our source of truth and light. We thank you for what you are doing, not only within this congregation to move us out of our comfort zones, but also within our community and within our nation. Father, thank you for the Douglases who are here this weekend with us to share more about Ecuador. Father, it could be that you have called even more people to go to Ecuador this June as a result of this morning, and I pray that you have. I pray also, Father, that even for young adults or children, that you have touched hearts, Father, to call them into the mission field, because, Lord, you don't ask us to just simply stay within our neighborhoods, but to go out, Father, the Great Commission, to go out and spread your truth. Father, you are making us more and more aware that serving you means not only to help those locally, but to help those outside of our community. Help us to do that. Father, you have begun a great movement of compassion and servanthood within our congregation and community, and we thank you for that call. Today, Father, we heard the truth of your word regarding the variety of spiritual gifts as we read from 1 Corinthians. We also, Father, know that each one of us has a spiritual gift that you have given us. To some, you may have given the gift of teaching. To others, the gift of hospitality. To some, the gift of service. And to others, the gift of giving financially. We ask that you open our hearts and our eyes spiritually to see how you are calling each one of us to serve. You don't ask anyone to sit on the sidelines, Father, and to watch. But you ask all of us to do something. Help us to do that. Lord, we also thank you for those who have said yes to helping with continued Katrina relief efforts. Father, we thank you for Bob Fisher, Charlie Young, Don Fox, and Dwight Baker as they travel back to those southern states in the next few weeks. We pray, Father, that you would keep them safe, that you would help them to be a positive witness for you, and that your name may be glorified by their presence there. Lord, we also lift up those people in need of prayer this morning, and we ask that your hand of blessing and healing would be over Jeanette Erickson, Elijah, Joe Rusk, Father, in the misfortunate circumstance of his house burning this weekend. And we also pray that your hand of healing would be over Arvid Ikus and Melvin Urban. Lord, we also pray that you would be with Ernie and Barb Harrison as they mourn the loss of Barb's father. Give them your strength and your peace. Father, we ask for protection over our congregation. We pray that you would protect our pastors and our staff from illness and from the attacks of the enemy. Lord, we acknowledge that when we make a positive impact for you within the world, the enemy does not like it. And we pray that you would keep us safe within your loving arms. We pray for protection over our nation and its leaders, and that you would guide us into your perfect will. Father, in those verses from John, as we studied and talked about Jesus Christ turning the water into wine, we pray that as we come to you now as empty vessels before you, that you would shape us and mold us into a special drink offering for you as we submit to your will for our lives. And Father, we look forward to how you will answer these prayers, because we know you are trustworthy. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.